This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And thank you for tuning in. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
And, happy Independence Eve.
How about that? Exactly right. I have to tell you, after being out of the country for 2 weeks, to come back in and of itself feels great, right? It's like, oh, kiss the ground, the United States, I'm home. It's America. It's the best country on the face of the earth. But then to come back and know we're celebrating Independence Day, 4th of July. Wow, 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 wow. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's makes you appreciate home, doesn't it?
Exactly right. It really does. Anyway, I've missed you terribly, the fine listeners of the program. You know, I'm wired to do this. Have for so many years, it's just all I know. So when I'm literally not behind the mic, doing a show talking to folks, I feel a little like I'm left out, like I'm missing you. So it's fantastic to be back without question. And I will give you a little run-through on the wonderful trip to Norway this hour, a little travel log on the sort of TikTok of the trip and the folks we had along, and it just was a lot of fun. So I'll do that. And I also would ask of you to tell me what I missed. All right, so let's talk a little Norway, and let's talk a little bit of sort of what's in the news, and because I'm sort of itching to talk about, and I know a number of our guests and I appreciate all of them so much. I want to thank them all for filling in. I can't go if we don't have able people to be here behind the microphone, and so many fun guests. Matt was sending me the reports every day, and I'd see the guests and the topics, and a lot of really neat things covered. So really cool. And many of them come here all fired up to bring in a particular guest and tackle a particular topic. And so you get all, I like it because it just, you know, changes things up a little bit and find out some different things. What we don't get a chance to do as much when there are guest hosts here as when, as I'm hosting, is talk to you, our fine listeners. So that's why I want to hear from you. We head into the 4th of July holiday tomorrow. What else? Oh, Trooper Talk then tomorrow. We'll do that as well. So, not tomorrow, next hour. Trooper Talk with Sergeant Tim Coughlin, Sergeant Robert Armin, North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here for the full hour. Take your calls, your questions, and your comments. So get ready for that as well. Tomorrow on the program, it's 4th of July. Had you heard that, Todd? It's Independence Day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Manny, did you know? Yeah, 4th of July. So because it's a day in which we celebrate what? What do we celebrate on the 4th of July? What's the holiday about?
Our nation's independence, although it's fun to listen to people like Mark Dice ask the average American in the street what it's about, and they seldom seem to know. But
rather depressing, isn't it? Yeah, rather depressing. Yes, you're right. Independence, freedom. Okay. So how do we get this freedom? How does that come
to be? According to the video, I was watching our founding fathers like Jesse Ventura and stuff like that had fought for in 1976. Yeah, do we still teach that? Because I sure hope we do.
Yeah.
It would be a shame if we didn't. But
Jesse Ventura is not one of our founding fathers.
Jesse Jackson. I mean, pick one, right?
Here's the correct answer,
same
folks.
Difference as far as our founding fathers go. Neither one of them are on the list.
Never mind the goofballs on the street. The real answer is freedom is bought and paid for with the blood of our armed forces. They protect and defend it. We say we like it, and we do. They actually put their life on the line to defend it. So tomorrow on the program, we're going to salute the members of the North Dakota National Guard that are serving right now. You know, we all pay attention to size of armed forces, like the Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, deployments, who's coming, who's going, but service, the defense of freedom, is a 24/7, 365 deal, a conflict or not. And so we're going to celebrate some of them tomorrow on the program. So anyway, that's a little run-through today and through tomorrow. Here is how you join the program, 800-228-0550, and I'm looking for a winner, ladies and gentlemen, to get this going. I want the telephone to ring at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me at 367-2054. And we're going to pick the best caller of the program today, between now and the next hour, to be our Delta Constructors Call Delta First, one call does it all, call of the day. Okay? And you will receive for that not only the distinction of being Delta's call of the day, the good folks that provide global solutions for the oil and gas industry. They do it all. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, the tank batteries, the electrical and mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering. You get my picture on turnkey? Temporary flaring services, E&I services, electrical instrumentation services. So if you're in the oil industry and you want less headaches, you want a turnkey well site solution, call Eric at Delta Constructors, 406-250-8151. And we'll also give you a free MyPillow. Little celebratory Scott's Back gift. How about that? A free MyPillow if you're the call of the day. So get on that phone, 258-0550. Now, here's what you can do. Ask me about Norway, or I'm happy to talk a little bit about the trip, and I want to today. I have a funny story that happened in Bergen, Norway, when someone asked where I was from. You can only imagine, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the conversation that followed. So I'll share that story with you. But I want to find out what I've missed. What do you think has been significant in the last 2 weeks in the way of news that I need to do a little download on? I have to tell you, watching, first of all, I was on vacation, basically, although we were hosting 70-plus wonderful people, two buses, top to bottom, all across Norway. Carol Juven of Juven Tours, fantastic job. You can tell the man's been there 155 times. Attention to detail that is phenomenal. It's the greatest place on the face of the earth for beauty. It is just beautiful. It's incredible. It has to be the most beautiful place on earth. If you've been to Norway and then somewhere else that's more beautiful, please tell me, because I'd love to know. I can't even believe there's any place more beautiful. Unbelievable beauty. You just, and every picture, you know, and I put a ton of pictures on Facebook, hundreds, in fact, that were like, oh, look at that. And then I look on the phone, I go, this just doesn't do it. So they look great on Facebook, look great on the phone, but they look 100 times better in person. Really, really just incredible. It really was. So it was a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed it. And I was soaking it along. We had a lot of jam-packed schedule. We're going pretty much from, you know, 6 in the morning till midnight. You know, just one place to the next. And
I'm, you crack the whip even when you're on vacation, just like you do at home. 6 to midnight, wow.
Loading everybody up, and let's go.
Making everybody work your kind of hours.
I'm saying you wake up at 6, you know, breakfast 7:30, and then you hit the road in the bus, and then, you know, usually dinner. Sometimes as late as 8:30, dinner started, you know, so 10, 11, and, you know, you tool around and take a look at things. It doesn't take long. It chews up the time pretty good.
True.
Anyway, I was in vacation mode. I was in Norway mode. I was enjoying the time with the listeners. And I'd pick up a little bit here and there if I could catch something on the phone or online. And the one thing that I kept seeing above everything else, because I was wondering about the healthcare debate, you know, are they going to get the votes? When's it going to happen? I'm trying to pay attention to them, trying to find information about that. And I what's dropping in my lap is all these controversies over tweets. You know, and MSNBC and Joe and Mika and, you know, all of that. And I'm like, what I hope you understand is that, and I don't doubt this audience does understand this better than the vast majority of the political establishment, for instance. When you have $20 trillion in debt, open borders, a battle with ISIS going on, a healthcare system that stinks, absolutely stinks, that they're trying to repeal or replace, real tax reform, real heavy, weighty things that need to be worked on, when you have all that going on, and what you're hearing about nonstop is tweets and 140 characters of this, that, or the other thing that are just unimportant. It doesn't matter. I heard the top of the hour news earlier. President Trump tweeted out this morning. What? That's your lead news story? That's your lead news story. You know, they lead with it, and then they go, oh, you should tweet less. Well, what would you have to talk about, for crying out loud? Why don't you report some news? Why don't you dig into what really matters? It really looks silly from over there. I have to tell you. It really does. Anyway, give me your take. Chad Fargo's first to go when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One texter says, get him, Scott, and signs that Joel. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that. I don't know what I'm supposed to. Who am I getting, Todd? You're supposed to get him.
M. I don't know either. Get them all.
Another text. Talk about amazing freedom. We had the freedom this June to raise over $38,000 for childhood cancer at a Fishing for the Cure fishing tournament. Also raffled off a pontoon. Well, I'd like that tomorrow. Should have bought a ticket. And a young kid from Dickinson. Oh, you raffled off a young kid from Dickinson. I don't know if that's legal, is it? Oh, he won it. I'm sorry, he won it. It was on the next line here, Tom.
Wow.
And he says, can't wait till next year. Yeah, I can't imagine what you're going to raffle off next year. But no, I complete sentence. We also raffled off a pontoon and a young kid from Dickinson won it. Yeah, texting is kind of complicated.
You know? Complete sentences and punctuation mean everything. Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Friday before, feels like Friday the 4th, Friday before the 4th, but it's actually Monday before the 4th, heading into the holiday to celebrate Independence Day and Freedom tomorrow. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and also you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. You can text me, Todd at 226-8503. And me at 367-2054.
Brought to you, I didn't realize Walter E. Williams was such a bad guy that we can't stock his book in Bismarck.
Todd's referring to a text that you need to have me read. So I'll do that in a second. After I tell you that the North Dakota Petroleum Council is the fine sponsor of the program today, find out more about what they're up to, building American energy production that protects our production, rather, that protects our land and wildlife for generations at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, so the text Todd's talking about there is this. Went to the local Barnes & Noble last week looking for the new Walter E. Williams book. I was told they would, quote, have to order it because they don't have those kind of books lying around, unquote. Still wondering about what those kinds of books means. I don't have to wonder. If it was a Barnes & Noble, it means anything written by a conservative. Generally is the case.
So conservatives don't buy books?
They do, but it's just, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know.
I mean, nobody's asking those guys to read the book, but at least have it on the shelf in case somebody wants to spend money and put money in your till. I mean, what the heck?
Professors, right? They have to realize not everybody in their classroom is of the extreme left position that most of them are. That they're not going to not going to be going out into the world of that viewpoint in mass, yet they continue to think, you know, they're all knowing and upsides.
What industry in which could you afford to only sell to people of your own political ideology?
I agree, Todd, but it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing how
we sell commercial time to either side of the aisle. Doesn't mean we vote your way or whatever.
Know,
but
there's value in the airwaves, and they're open to any and all that would like to purchase advertising time. Certainly. Absolutely.
Right.
And, again, in the case of this network, K-Fire, the amount of listeners, whether you are red or blue, you want your message heard. So you go where people listen. So that's important. Absolutely. Okay, so Chad and Fargo, I'm looking for the caller of the day on a free MyPillow today. We're going to get cranking on the callers today. So a texter says, thank you, Scott, for coming back. I kind of missed the political talking points on What's on Your Mind. Well, yeah, the political talking points are there from anybody that guests host, but not everybody necessarily is comfortable sort of giving out political talking points. And most of the guest hosts prefer to interview guests, which we just let them be comfortable. They put on great shows, but I'm interested in your political talking points. I want to hear from you. What did I miss? What's important? And here's a big one. Again, to use the Trump story on the tweet, does anybody care? I mean, do you care? Do you want him to stop? Would you rather he tweet less or tweet only about this, that, or the other thing, or not getting these fights? I mean, what do you want? I mean, because clearly they do. They being this behemoth known as the media. They think that they think they're speaking for you. I get a kick out of how this whole thing shows just how badly out of touch they are. They ought to just go away. We don't need them. They're useless. They're sort of like what kind of restaurant has gone the Tasty Freeze, right? They've gone the way of the Tasty Freeze, I guess. Come on, give me a break. Chad,
there
Fargo.
Are still a few of those out there, but no, not many. Yeah. They've gone the way of the ground round in Fargo.
Let me know
apparently.
Where they are, because I'd like to go there. Anyway, go ahead, Chad.
Good morning, Scott. I got a good nickname for you, the Radio Machine. Scott, the Radio Machine Hennon. How's that?
I didn't know I needed a nickname, but I see, since Todd has one, you're feeling a little let that I should probably have one.
Sure. Yeah. The restaurant that you sure miss in Fargo, remember Panakukin's back in the day?
I do.
Yes.
It was a while, but
that was a great restaurant.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, you know, with the CNN logo and that, you know, I don't understand why the liberals can't take any humor for the fact that they keep on taking shots at Don, and he's just trying to do his job.
Yeah, now, some would say, why does he need to do tweets to do his job? I'm not saying that he does it. I think that means they don't understand him. He uses that tool to communicate directly with people, partly to take on his critics, and that's important. I've said early on, I remember the first press conference he did where he went toe-to-toe with the media. It was just like a prize fighter fight, but it was David versus Goliath. Boom! Boom! Do you remember that? He was knocking down every one of them. And I said at the time, okay, I get it. You know what? Everything Donald Trump wants to do as President of the United States is more difficult with those people, okay? They'll make his job of name it, tax reform, health care, build up the military, fix the veteran services, the whole thing, tougher. So guess what? He's going to take them out. He's going to reduce their credibility, and I think they're being rope-a-dope. I think what we're watching, folks, is a rope-a-dope. You know what I mean? I think that they think this is a, look at how outrageous he is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, they think all of us are joining them in being freaked out about what he's saying. Meanwhile, we could care less. And what they don't know is they look like idiots. And when this is all done, they're toast. Their credibility is nil. They go the way of Panakukin, as Chad said. Is that how you say it?
It was Panakukin Hoos, translated Pancake House, and eventually they kind of dropped the Hoos part off of the Panakukin restaurant. But I remember those.
He's going the way of the Panakukin and the Tasty Freeze. Is my point. And I really think that's what's going on, because you could say, well, why do it? To lessen their credibility. Well, what does that matter? If they have less credibility when they attack him, which they are obsessed with doing on everything, they'll have less success.
By the way, Newtown, Gackle, and Harvey still have Tasty Freezes, so there are still three left.
That's because it's Newtown, Gackle, and Harvey, three of the greatest places on earth.
Sure.
Because they're smart enough to still have a Tasty Freeze. So we'll use Panakukin, unless you can come up with a better one. The media's going to go the way of Panakukin, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause. And a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, best sprayer money can buy. Businessman sprayer really gets the job done. Stop and see it for yourself. Better yet, talk to somebody that owns one, because the customer satisfaction is off the charts. They have that industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty, best warranty you can buy. With a sprayer, incredible. They have the power to climb the toughest grades, get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. It will be wet at some point. Every once in a while, right? Getting a little bit of that here and there. Still got a ways to go, but it was nice to hear about some of the rain that happened recently. But that's where you want a Apache sprayer. Stop and see him across the road from Bonanza, 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan. And they're actually right next to the big Generous Jerry's Fireworks Stand, south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60, High Plains Apache. All right. Caller that came in during the break, go ahead and roll that, Todd.
You forgot about Energy Week last week. Huge, huge, and it's huge for us in the Red River Valley. There was a sugar deal with Mexico. I didn't hear a peep about it from Valley News Live. There were rollbacks on the water, the WOTUS from Obama, that will benefit Native American Indians, farmers, and coal miners, giving them their land back so they can open it up for resources and jobs for the country.
That's a good list, by the way. I appreciate the call. Well-informed caller and listeners, all of our fine listeners are. But good point. What's more important than Energy Week? The amount of jobs that can come from this industry being unshackled from the chains of the Obama administration's efforts to shut it down, not for any other reason than to shut it down. And a dislike of fossil fuels. Sugar deal. I did see something about that. Or just saw a news report. I didn't see details, but a summary of it. And what I didn't get a very good assessment of is what kind of deal it is for the Red River Valley, an important industry for sure. So we need to do some digging on that, and we will, and it's a good suggestion. So anything else? She was specifically being a bit concerned that she didn't read about it on Valley News or hear about it, watch it on Valley News Live. Doesn't mean we can't dig into it, and we will, and welcome others as well. 800-228-0550. So let me just give you a little bit of a travelogue. I don't know about you, but whenever anyone you know goes on a trip and they come back and all you hear about is the trip, you sometimes want to like, oh my gosh, enough already with the trip. So if you're interested, where did you go? What'd you see? Check out Facebook. I every day or every other day, I would post up a handful of photos of our group, and you can get a sense of how beautiful it was. I have to say, I said to my wife and kids a few times through the whole thing, I can't explain this, but I've never gone anywhere to see anything where I felt like this. It's that kind of place. Just enormous amount of beauty. And it really just takes you know, you take it all in. Norway, sadly, is not much of a church-going country anymore. There's not a lot of faith there, and I think that's partly because you got a state-owned church, right? You got the state church, so that would take a little zest out of it. But, you know, you just see so many of this younger generation sort of just thinking that those fjords and the mountains and that beautiful sky and the landscape and glaciers and everything else just a sort of, you know, a painting, right? It's man-made. You know, it's not. It's very obviously God-made, and it's absolutely incredible. And I don't know how you can go to Norway, see all that, and then not believe in a very real way about there being an awesome creator, a good God who built a beautiful country there. It really was special. You'll love this story. So I had to go get a little screwdriver. My daughter, our youngest daughter, Haley, actually brought a Polaroid along, you know, one of the old-time Polaroids. So we can't say that either, Todd. Right? We can't say the media is going to go the way of the Polaroid because that's still around. And now we understand there's a Panakuken in like the Twin Cities, so we can't use that. So we need another restaurant to use. You know, Shakey's Pizza? Is there any Shakey's Pizzas out there? Somebody else is suggesting by text here what they say. I saw one I thought come in, Todd. Did you see that? The restaurant suggestion go the way of... here it is. You asked about restaurants. How about Smokey's in West Fargo? There you go. That was a good one. Smokey's, nothing matched at the tables. Not much for atmosphere, but great food. And also love the commercials. They made me laugh. There was a Smokey's in, north of Grand Forks, south of Grafton. Where was it again? Ardoch, North Dakota. Smokey's in Ardoch. Same guy that did the West Fargo one eventually, I believe. What was his name again? Kind of a character. Odin or something? Anyway, I digress. So I go to a store to get a little screwdriver for this Polaroid. And we need to change the batteries. And I'm in a hardware store. And there's probably a 20-year-old girl, 19, 20, 21 tops. And very Norwegian, you know, the accent, the whole thing. But she knew that I was speaking English, so she was speaking English. And most are pretty good about it. But she said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "North Dakota." And she said, "Very familiar, the Dakota Access Pipeline." Just like that. And I said, "Yeah, I imagine you are a supporter of pipelines, given that Norway was built on oil and has had a robust industry, right?" No. My whole generation, our first generation, we are against oil. Oil is bad. It has to go. I said, "Well, then, can I have your iPhone? And you should rub that lipstick off. And let's go through the store here and find out how many less things. You might lose a job as a result of that. And do you ever go see family members? How do you get there? You ever take a vacation to some other place in Europe?" Or we went on to have a very reasonable conversation. Actually, she was not snippy. She didn't change a bit. She did change a little bit on Trump because she called him an idiot a couple of times. And I said, "You don't have to like him. I get that, but not an idiot. He's not an idiot. You don't do what he's done as an idiot. You don't run for something for the first time in your life, and it's president of the United States, and you win, and you're an idiot. You don't like him, I get that, but he's not an idiot." Anyways, pretty interesting conversation. That was really the only political conversation I had. My wife wouldn't let me ask the relatives. I know. We did. We visited her second cousin, I guess it was. It would be her mom's first cousin's daughter, and she had three kids, and two of them spent a lot of time kind of chatting. One, you know, 19, another one, like 17. And I said to them, "What do your friends think about America?" And Knut and Erling, very nice. Nice boys, but delightful conversation. And they said, "Well, I don't want to say without offending you. I said, no, it won't offend me. Just I'm kind of curious what they say. That a lot of Americans eat at McDonald's and are fat. Now, these are teenagers, mind you, so don't hold that to the official position of Norway. But, you know, so we got a charge of that. How about Trump? Well, most people think crazy, you know, really mean, you know. And so we talked through that a little bit. And it was a fun conversation, but otherwise really politics didn't come up. It was mostly beauty and a lot of it. I mean, just an extraordinary amount of money. You come away from a visit like that with a lifetime of memories. I'd never seen a fjord before. Unbelievable. Never been on a ferry. Met all kinds of new friends, listeners of ours from, you know, parts of Minnesota, a lot of North Dakota folks. You know, from Linton and Carson and Rapid City and Bismarck and Fargo and Moorhead and all over. Really neat. He was with them for 2 weeks, so it's great. It's fantastic. Loved it. And, of course, seeing those relatives was special. I mean, the mountains are just, I can't describe them. I mean, I hope you can see in these pictures, if you look at them on Facebook, what I'm talking about. Just phenomenal. But just a lot of laughs, and the bus drivers, Oscar and Niels, were wonderful, wonderful people. And, of course, Carol Tubin and John Andreessen are two tour guides who've Carol 155 times, John many times. Wonderful hosts, great guides, knew every little nook and cranny. And just a lot of, it just was really fun. I really encourage you to do it. Do yourself a favor and go there. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. Just go there. Carol Juven will take good care of you, and you'll have a wonderful time. He sets up trips where you get to go back and see family members and finds the family members and gets a genealogist involved, and a lot of really neat things you can do. Hotels we stayed at were incredible. The view's phenomenal. Oslo, Eidsvoll, Hammer, I think you said. Lillehammer was incredible. Tynset was the place where Maria's family's from. Dumbus, careful with that one, Todd. Dumbus. Angela.
Never mispronounced, right?
Right, yeah. Geringer. Helset. Strand. I'm trying to remember. Ski Sky. Stalheim. Gunhaven. Andreal. Arlen. Flam was wonderful. Myrdal. Bergen is an incredible city, really. Better than Oslo. Voss. Sletta. We had a fabulous farewell dinner in Hella with some wonderful people. And again, most beautiful place on earth.
It was a hell of a good time, right?
It was. Thanks for the memories, Norway. Thanks for the memories to our fine group that came along. Stay in touch. Don't just say you're going to do it. Please do it. And hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. We really, really loved it. Lauren in Minot, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been to Norway 4 times, and you're absolutely spot on with everything you've said, but there is a place I think that is as beautiful, and that would have to be Alaska. If you take a cruise up the coast of Alaska into the fjords of Alaska, it's the only place in the United States, I think, that even comes close to challenging Norway.
I give you that. Absolutely. We've done the same thing with the family and done a cruise up there. It just isn't as much of it, but I don't know, size-wise, it probably is more, but from what you see on the coast there anyway. What I got a kick out of with the Norway is, you know, you got a Bergen and you get an Oslo and you get that international flavor, and yet you do get the mountains and you get the tunnels and it's just the whole package. But I agree with you, probably pound for pound in the U.S., you're going to get every bit as much of a jaw-dropping beauty from Alaska, but it's pretty incredible. Norway's only 5 million people. Only 5 million people, so not a, you know, a lot of space for, you know, just 5 million people, so a lot of beauty spread around. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate that call, and certainly agree with you there. All right. Still looking for that call of the day. This hour we're next with our trooper friends on What's On Your Mind, 258-0550. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's what you do every time you pull up to PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels and customer-owned by people just like you. Superb customer service, clean, bright stories. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Get that 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on earth, four items, $4 all day, every day. Plus, all month long at PetroServe USA, stock up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestea, 23-ounce bottles, only 89 cents each. And the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39. And Albany's Gummies, the best, just $1.29. Helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining the training opportunities that will be available at the new NDSC Safety Campus in Bismarck.
Ultimately, it's not just an office building. We have 5,000 square feet that we call our training lab. It's going to make hands-on training accessible for safety training and training such as the confined space training, the fall protection training, the scaffolding training, trenching and excavating. We're actually going to have a training tower designed and supported by Roca Rescue. We're going to have all kinds of other training props available, hopefully electrical trailer, scaffolding assemblies, things like that, where people can year-round be able to do safety training, not just in classroom, but actually the hands-on.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on safety training campus at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, heading into the 4th of July holiday tomorrow. Stock up at PetroServe USA on firewood. Buck off. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. Can't have enough of those. Assorted fidget spinners are $5.99 to $7.99. Flip-flops are a buck off. Todd gets all his flip-flops right there at PetroServe USA, so just ask for the Todd the Radio God flip-flops. NDSU tire, buy one, get one
free. That's where you get them, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each, or the Blue Diamond almonds for 89 cents each. It's a late night with fireworks and all, so the Red Bull would be a good idea. 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And while you're there, register for that $50,000 weekly drawing that they're giving away new winners every week, 50,000 in total. So get registered and fill up at a pump you own, customer owned, folks just like you with 100% American made fuels at PetroServe USA. All right, just a few more minutes of calls, comments on Norway or anything else in the news. Here's a texter that says, south of Sawyer, North Dakota, we're putting up our hayland for the ground. We've covered, we usually have, for the ground we've covered, we usually have 450 to 500 bales. We have 116. We need CRP opened up now, not August 1. More insurance companies to zero out the farmer's crop that isn't going to make it so we can put it up for hay. That's an interesting idea. Let's save those for Congressman Kramer and talk about that. I know we're going to touch on some things related to the farm bill with Congressman Kramer on Wednesday's program, and we'll ask about your question on CRP as well. And by the way, if there's anything like that that we can help with, please let us know. I know, you know, if we're sitting here, I'm talking about Norway, or we're talking about Donald Trump's tweets, or, you know, the health care repeal and replace effort, or whatever, and you're pulling 116 bales of hay off a, you know, space of land that would normally have 500 bales. It's all you're thinking about. And I get you. I understand it. So if there's a way we can help, that's what the phone call's for. That's what the text is for. 367-2054 to text me. 367-2054. There's good ideas out there. Always is. Or call us at 258-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break. 800-228-0550 on this one.
Yes, Scott. John from Grand Forks. Tweeting. What's that phrase? One, you protest too much phrase. I'll guarantee you by the next presidential election, the Democrat candidate will be tweeting like a flock of blackbirds. It's coming. I mean, that's kind of what made him successful. The other point is, usually a president controversy sends a hatchet man out to say the mean stuff. That's what people can't get used to. Donald Trump, currently, he's his own hatchet man. He does it himself. I think those are some of the things that are just confusing people or pulling their hair out over. Talk to you later, my friend. Bye-bye.
Nice to hear from you, John. I love our listeners. That's not just a throwaway line. I love our listeners because it, two pieces of information there that are very, very good in describing. Heidi Heitkamp ought to listen to, well, that's right, she does. She just doesn't ever come on to talk to you. Because that would mean she might have to talk to somebody that doesn't agree with her, which is what I thought a U.S. senator was supposed to do. It's rather sad to see her do something she was so critical of her opponent. That's hypocrisy. All capital letters. When you run for office and you criticize your opponent because he won't go on talk radio programs, and now you do the same thing, you're a hypocrite. And I don't like that word. Because we all are in some way here, there, or whatever, so you can plan, ah, see you. But in this case, it's really sad. She could learn from that. In other words, ask everybody, senators, congressmen, all those folks have been critical. Are you going to stop tweeting? Oh, Trump tweets too much. Okay, you're going to stop? Should all future candidates for president stop? Should he's setting a new bar. That's what he's doing. And you're right on not sending out the VP or somebody else. Says Trump's different. I'll do this. And he's reducing the effectiveness of his opponents to get more of what he wants to do done. And they're too dumb, I'm sorry, too dumb to know what's happening. It's the bottom line. West Hope, we go to Bob. What's on your mind?
Hey, how do I win them pillows?
You got to be the call of the day.
Call of the day. Well, I'll tell you what. The call of the day would be like this here. When them people sit down in Bismarck at the Capitol there, and they're making up all these laws and rules and finalizing them and stuff like that, you pick out the ones and write it down on a piece of paper which ones you're not going to vote for the next election.
I think you said remember. Just remember. If there's something that happens that you don't like, just remember it and do something about it, right?
Yeah, but you won't never remember it when the time comes to election. You better write it down.
Yeah, you sound like you have a memory like me.
Yeah.
Got to write it down. I write everything down.
Yeah, okay.
I get up in the middle of the night and write things down.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm going to let you guys go because your guys are busy, everything, so we're going to do it like this here.
Okay. Did you just jump off the dishwasher or what happened there?
Bye.
Hey, Bob. Pretty good. I don't know how many other, everybody today is going to be talking about you and the dishwasher and the harmonica. Very good stuff, Bob. Hang on, you're the call today.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. And Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.